We have had a number of questions around the first days of college. The first one is there going to be a social distancing when we all go back to college after quarantine?
I think that's almost inevitable. And what that will look like, again, we're taking advice at the moment. Germany have just started back some of their students, and I believe they've got 15 per class at the moment and a 2 metre distancing between the students. So it could be we'll have smaller classes. It could be we'll have one-way systems in corridors for a while, so you go in one door and out the other. We've been thinking about whether it's better for the teachers to move between classes rather than the students. Again, these are all really early thoughts because we're just looking at what people are doing. But we are planning, and again, that will be very clear, but we will only do what is safe for students, and we will definitely follow any government guidance to make sure we keep our staff and students safe.
Sort of leads in from that question, but one was, what changes will be in place for September?
I suspect there's going to be a lot of changes, and again, I can't tell you specifically what those will be. We've been looking at plastic screens for where we will need those. Again, one way in buildings, probably more staff around to make sure that's enforced. I suspect our eating areas will be very different because there will be need to be more space there. We talked this morning about the coaches and about whether the coaches, it may be one person to a double seat. And again, they're talking about putting plastic screens up between the different layers of seating for safety. It is all talk at the moment because we don't have any guidance. But if I can just reassure people that we are thinking now, there's plenty of ways to do things, and we will always make sure we do the safe thing for students and staff.
Who is going to show me around college?
There's always loads of people on the first few days to show you where to go. The signage is reasonably good too. Students help each other out and can tell people where buildings are, but there will be plenty of people to show you around. And again, personal coaches tend to take their tutor groups around. We can still do that in a socially distanced way, so we would make sure you knew exactly where to go.
Okay, and the last one around the first few days is, what is the dress code?
Dress code is obviously more laid back than school, and there's not a uniform. It needs to be sensible. And again, if you're doing sport, it would be expected that when you're doing physical activity, you're dressed appropriately. There's uniforms in hair and beauty. Other than that, the dress code is very much casual, but sensible, obviously.